Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we batted around with our friends from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham, in our virtual green room. Justin, you know, it is the time of year when everybody scatters from D.C., but one thing that's happened is because of this whole Iran deal, while the president is rallying support, continues to do that for the decision on Iran in trying to shore up that pact, you have many in Congress, including Chuck Schumer, who are adamant about stopping it in its tracks and already anticipating, do we have enough votes to override a presidential veto that would most certainly happen with a piece of a legislation that would be out there. So Schumer goes to Israel, brings a group with him. Now there's another group that's going over. Is there really serious talk about the fact that there could be enough votes if it comes down to this?
Well, you know, it looks like right now that the safe money is on Obama going to be able to maintain the veto. But this certainly is alarming for the White House and for a lot of Democrats that you have someone like Schumer, who really is not just, you know, sort of opposing this and moving on, but is explaining his position to lawmakers. And that is making a lot of people feel like he may possibly be whipping them, somebody who is sort of in line to be a future leader in the Senate. That could be a very scary proposition for the White House if that is actually true, particularly if people who are seeking future leadership positions under him may be swayed to follow suit. So I think this is something that the White House needs to watch very carefully. As it looks right now, it looks like Obama is going to be able to pull this off, but nevertheless, this could change, particularly now that we have a lot of people going back to their home districts and are hearing from, average Americans, their constituents who, for the most part, the majority of which are opposed to the Iran deal. And, with back home and holding, these town hall meetings, they could certainly have their opinions swayed as well. So I don't think we're going to get a comprehensive picture until Congress comes back following the August recess. But the White House should be very, nervous.
Yeah, that's what I think, too, because of the conversation, the trips to Israel to talk to Netanyahu, and the fact that the conversation includes a guy like Chuck Schumer and Democrats. So it's not just the Republicans, which can always, if there's enough sway, could always turn into one or two votes in the wrong direction. So we'll see how that soap opera plays out. This was, I think this is huge news. If I was on the Clinton campaign and I woke up to find out that Bernie Sanders was actually ahead of Clinton in any kind of a poll, and this time it's in New Hampshire, I'd be a little bit concerned. Do you think they're concerned about that? It's by 7 points he actually surged ahead.
I think it is very concerning for Clinton. New Hampshire, of course, is the state that usually chooses the more conservative candidate, the candidate that's considered to be the de facto winner, that's been sort of their old standby for quite some time. And Clinton actually won New Hampshire in 2008. That was something that sort of briefly revived her lagging campaign after she lost Iowa to President Obama back in that year. So I think this is a state that was being viewed as pretty safe ground for Clinton. And the fact that Bernie Sanders is doing well there is a pretty big shock to her campaign.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, speaking of polls, another thing about the polls for Clinton, where we see a little bit of a downturn, there's another poll that came out that showed that Hillary Clinton was losing to four Republican candidates in Iowa. We're not used to saying that, because pretty much across the board, for whatever you think of polls, she's been ahead of every other candidate. So again, we go down that same road for how much can you put into these polls that are just, we're slightly a year away from over the nomination, because we're close to it, past that year point. How much concern would there be when you're putting her up against Republicans?
That's a very good question. And the Iowa poll that you're referencing is probably very troubling for the Clinton campaign, primarily because Iowa is a swing state. It's one of those swing states that has a pretty big conservative population. The Democrats for some reason or another have been able to win over in a lot of, statewide races in recent years. In 2012, the state went for President Barack Obama by a pretty decent majority. So I think, this is very troubling. We have Marco Rubio, Scott Walker, two of the top tier candidates leading, Clinton. The rest, I believe were, Carson and, I want to say Huffaby as well. So not so much to worry about there, but, considering all the attention that has been paid to Rubio, and Scott Walker following the, GOP presidential debates, it does show that there are, some pretty big, vulnerable spots for Hillary Clinton, heading into this, and something that she needs to be aware of, and perhaps maybe even, take her campaign off life support and actually start campaigning in earnest.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's funny that you say that, because that's part of the problem, is she's going to have to be out there and really try to turn, I think, that opinion around because of the slippage, both with the Bernie Sanders thing in New Hampshire and then also going up against Republicans. Politics of a different sort, the politics of the EPA. The other day, Gina McCarthy, the head of the EPA, grabbing the mics to explain that they're really concerned and doing something, whatever they can, about this toxic spill in Colorado at the Animas River. But I don't know about you. Did you see any shots, Justin, of that river? It's pure yellow. I saw kayakers in it, and I'm so not used to seeing Colorado and a mine spill and any piece of natural, outdoor development resources, whatever, destroyed that way. I can imagine that she's getting destroyed with emails and phone calls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's come out and said that the EPA takes full responsibility for the spill, and is going to be taking full responsibility for the cleanup. But nevertheless, this is prompting a lot of people to call for additional transparency into the agency and to determine what exactly happened, because, as you mentioned, this is something that has wreaked a lot of havoc and has, been a huge embarrassment, for the agency at large, and has really, left a lot of, residents in the region, so particularly those who are downstream, very frustrated. So I think this is, something that's certainly a very big deal for the EPA and, something that, they should feel embarrassed about considering what happened.
Because it happened when the workers, the EPA workers, they were contracted by the EPA, were trying to move soil to inspect this abandoned mine, which had been abandoned near Silverton since the 20s, to try to clean up the contamination that was left behind. And left behind, you heard what I said, in the 20s. So maybe they should have jumped to that perhaps a little sooner. Seems like a misstep to me that it wasn't on somebody's radar somewhere, and obviously they figured it out, and then it was probably a little bit too late.
Yeah, no, it's very true. I'm not an expert in this kind of technology, but you could imagine that the people who the EPA hired to do this would be. And the fact that they didn't catch this is a little bit mind-boggling, to say the least.
Yeah, it was a seal on the mining waste, and that's what as soon as the seal blew, it just sent everything into the river, and that's what started the closures and everything that's happening in that, and all that crazy yellow that we're seeing. It's wild. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in the near future here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
He's standing there with a gun in his hand. Make your bet now, 'cause it could go on and on and on and on.
Once again, welcome back to America Tonight. You're going to love this. First of all, I like this study, what they're calling this study. Michelle Minton is in our virtual green room. She's the director of Sindustry Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where we talk about, think about it, Sindustries. What comes to mind? Of course, we're talking about gambling and anything else that would fall into that category. But specifically here, we're talking about gambling. There is this push for the restoration of America's Wire Act, and it's been pushed in the Senate. Of course, they're on the break now, but trust me, this is on their radar. And it's being pushed by Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina. And there's another backup that he's got, somebody else backing him up, and that is another presidential hopeful, and that's Senator Marco Rubio. Both are saying that the president has diminished the original intent of this Wire Act, which has been interpreted differently by both the Republicans, of course, and the Democrats. And what it affects is, and we've talked about this, it affects online gambling especially. And, you know, we've delved pretty deep on this show to the whole online gambling thing where everybody else in the world is making money on it. But in the U.S., can you imagine, if they wanted to even tax it, how much money could be made up with online gambling? But no, 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 no. But it goes much deeper than that. Michelle, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So explain why this is significant and why people should pay attention to this Wire Act and what happens here.
Well, there's quite a few reasons why people should care about this generally, whether or not you care about online gambling or gambling at all. But one of the aspects is the implications for federalism. So the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which says powers not granted to the federal government belong to the states and individuals. And so, you know, the Constitution definitely doesn't say anything about gambling. Definitely doesn't say anything about intrastate, you know, gambling that only happens within the state, online gambling. But you have federal lawmakers, mostly Republicans, who are trying to pass a law that would overturn the laws that are already enacted in the states. Three states have online casino-style gambling, New Jersey, Nevada, and Delaware, and then many other states, I think 12 or 13, have online lottery sales. And if this Restoration of America's Wire Act, or RAWA for sure is what we call it, if that passes, it would essentially prohibit states from continuing operating these online gambling and drawing the huge amounts of revenue that they take from it. And, you know, there's the constitutional implications. There's also, the way the bill's written, there's a very dangerous implication for Internet freedom. It basically says that the bill itself considers any online transaction to be interstate commerce. So if it passes, you know, now what we're saying is that any online transaction is open to federal interference, which I find personally distressing. And we don't really know, you know, if we're talking about the presidential election, we don't really know where a lot of these candidates stand on the 10th Amendment, really. They kind of go back and forth depending on what the issue is. So
right.
Personally, I would really like to see the candidates, you know, besides the one who have already endorsed this bill, talk about this and its implications for, you know, wider regulatory stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's really, as Michelle's saying, it's about the regulatory powers and what that could possibly mean, especially if it were to go through and it goes right under our noses and people don't pay attention to it. And I thought it was interesting that Sheldon Adelson, who owns a Las Vegas casino and is, you know, got mega bucks and obviously some sway because he's a huge contributor to the Republican Party, is saying how immoral it is and we have to do whatever it takes to ban online gambling. And of course, because, you know, he owns casinos, he's a casino guy, so how odd. Of course he's trying to kill online competition. And I think, Michelle, if you dig even deeper, and you know this, there probably be others who have ties and interests that are in the opposite direction, of course, so that's why they would support it, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always say whenever there's a member of an industry demanding regulation on his industry, you've got a bootlegger and Baptist situation on your hands. You've got someone who's trying to use the government to gain some kind of a competitive advantage in their industry. And that's what we have here. It's not a secret. It's not speculation. Sheldon Adelson's lobbyist wrote the original draft of the bill. His name, you know, when it was passed around, the electronic version was passed around the Hill. His lobbyist name was in the author data section. So it's not, this isn't just pure speculation. And we have lawmakers who've never seemed to care about gambling at all or online gambling specifically suddenly taking very strong interest in this issue. So there's reason to speculate that what they are doing is trying to curry favor from a mega donor for the GOP.
Yeah, no question about it. So what do you do, obviously, when you do shows like this one and you get quoted in newspapers and in other media? Mm-hmm. That helps because that raises, I guess that, you know, certainly people listening to us, it raises their antenna so that they can go to their particular representative and say, listen, what are you doing? We're totally against this. Start like a phone tree or whatever. But what do you do besides that to get people to pay attention to, you know, defending really our rights, our liberties?
Well, yeah, like I do tons of writing and tons of speaking, and I have to really hand it to fellow libertarian organizations here in D.C., libertarian and conservative organizations who've really taken up this issue as well and sort of put out the call saying this is not just about online gambling. We really need to, and I think this was successfully done last session, the last session of Congress, where it was made very clear that they would not be able to slip this under the wire, under the radar, that people were going to pay attention and notice if they tried to do it, and it wasn't going to be something that they could, you know, it's not a favor that they could quietly do for a donor and move on, that they would be called to task for supposedly holding certain principles and then throwing them under the bus when it's convenient.
Yeah. Besides this is obviously big, but what else is going on at the Competitive Enterprise Institute? What else is on the horizon for you?
Well, the other issues that I work on are food issues and alcohol. And, you know, food is the new, it's the Wild West, you know, it's trying to be colonized by the nanny state, we call it, just people who are trying to save us from ourselves, from our terrible choices. So they want to nudge us, tax us, ban things, you know, in the same vein of online gambling. They say that they want to help protect us. Really what they want to do is make us live a life that they think is good, and by infringing on our ability to make choices that may or may not be good for us, but they're our choices. They should be anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Okay, Michelle Minton, you can tweet her at Michelle Minton. That's how you get a hold of her, obviously, and we'll see where this all goes. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so just to explain that even more, as I was saying at the beginning with Michelle, because of this decision by the administration, virtually any cell phone or computer, if you think about it, could become a video poker machine, is what Lindsey Graham is saying. And he's saying it's time for a rewrite of this federal law, that it needs to happen and needs to be signed into law, not done administratively. Marco Rubio has voiced objection to the gambling morality, and he's said expanded gambling presents many challenges, especially on the Internet, where safeguards to protect people from fraud and addiction are harder to enforce. So what Minton is saying is, yeah, you're deciding what is right for us and what isn't, and she has a point. And the issue of gambling in general becomes such a war, but I think the scary thing is, and I agree with her, you do not want, you know, again, you do not want more regulation because of what ultimately that could reach into and touch when it comes to, especially when it comes to the Internet. Let states decide what they want to do, and instead of taking this up federally and pushing this through under RAWA would be, I think, just disastrous. And it is on the radar, and it is one of those things that could easily just go right under our noses. And because of who we discussed, it's like Sheldon Adelson has a ton of money, and this certainly would be one of the areas that he doesn't want to see this expand because he's protecting his own interests. So why would does he want the online competition? Of course he wouldn't. He's a business guy. But clearly, I think that whoever the lawmakers are, they have to respect what the state wants. And there are only two states that don't allow gambling, and that's Hawaii and Utah. Wow. All right, stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
I can't wait to get on the road again soon with America Tonight. Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. We're taking our audience to you. We've done this so many times over the years, for sure, just getting back from Washington, D.C., for example, a couple of weeks ago. So here's what you can do. Pass that information on to people that you know locally. Who knows? Your state tourism office, whoever, and we might show up in your neighborhood. Plus, if you go to the website, here's the really cool thing for you. You have a chance to win a NextBook Flex 11. You're automatically entered into a drawing. You just click on the middle of the page that says, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area? Boom, click on there. Throw in your email address, and we might be seeing you sometime soon, or you might win our next giveaway. And they gave me one so that I would understand what it was like to have a NextBook, and it's incredible, I have to say, because I didn't have a tablet. I mean, they were like $700-$800. Forget about it. I mean, we're not making the big bucks on Little Old America Tonight. So they sent me one of those computers, and it's been awesome. It has the detachable the keyboard, and it's like having a tablet. It's great. The movies look great on it, the whole thing. It's perfect for travel. So maybe you're going to be a winner because we have a bunch of them to give away. How awesome is that? Thanks to our friends at Walmart. So you could be the winner. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. KateOnTheRoad.com. All right, as we continue to rock through this show, what's happening in front of us now is, besides the politics of the day and the polls, because that's what everybody's always talking about, I think is a couple of things. One, the people in China have been hit by, and this just happened, so once again, the beauty of this show coming at you live, massive blasts hit Tianjin, which is a city in China. 17 people dead. It's a miracle only 17 are dead, because I've seen some of the video that's just starting to break and come in, but hundreds of people are injured. Firefighters are missing, so who knows, that total could certainly go up. There were two explosions, and the initial explosion erupted at a warehouse in an industrial part of the city, so they're trying to figure that out, but they're, more importantly, they're trying to get to the people first as much as they can. It just tore through the chemical area, so you can imagine how easy it was to go up. And if you saw a picture of this, if I held you the picture up, because this is radio, what you would see, my friends, is nothing but smoke and fire. It looks like I took a paintbrush and threw yellow and orange all over it. It's incredible, incredibly sad. It's an inferno with this smoke and these two explosions. Windows blown out, the whole thing. And they say that what it felt like, to give you an idea, that the explosions, if you were anywhere near it, it would feel like, and to give you an idea, too, by the way, of what it's close to, because what are the cities most of us know in China? Shanghai and Beijing. So it's very close to Beijing. It felt like a small earthquake, they say. And now they're trying to figure out how bad the damage is, but buildings are heavily hit all around, burned out cars. It looks like, I mean, I hate to say it, it looks like a movie set, like it's an on-purpose thing. Like it was set for a movie. So 300 people hospitalized, 13 killed, bunch of people missing. Sad, sad, awful explosions hitting Tianjin, China, close to Beijing. Not too far away, anyway, from Beijing. And all this, like I said, unfolding right now. I would be remiss not to mention this at the top, because in our next segment, we're going to do dumb things I shouldn't have done. And thank you all for sending them in. Remember, just go to americatonight.net, just write on the subject line, dumb things, and tell me what dumb thing that you've done. Trust me, when you unload, you'll feel so much better about whatever it is that you did. I know you will. And because we're all human, we all have those dumb things. And all you have to do is sit and think about it for a second, and you'll embrace it, and you'll figure it out. You will. Trust me. When I first started doing this, I thought, yeah, I've done dumb things, but not that many dumb things. And then I started to think about it a little bit more, and then I thought, ah, yeah, that's right. I did that, and I did that, and yeah, I'll put that on the list, too. All right, so dumb things, deflating footballs, is that considered dumb? Maybe. The whole Deflategate went to a different level because this has now gone before a judge. Remember, Tom Brady, who's Mr. Perfection, really doesn't want to, especially you know this, listening to us in New Hampshire and Patriot fans, he really doesn't want that blemish on his record. So he's taking it all the way through court. There has been no settlement at this point, but there was a whole bunch of time to discuss it. And apparently the judge had some positive things to say about Brady. So he wasn't, he wasn't attacking immediately on the offense and defending the NFL's decision. In other words, this could turn out a little bit differently for Brady. The judge's name is Richard Berman. And this is in New York. And he kept asking the NFL lawyer, who is this guy, Daniel Nash, for direct evidence that implicates Mr. Brady. He gave both sides a chance to do their case in this first hearing before him. And so Nash said there was considerable evidence that Brady clearly knew about it. But he said there was no smoking gun. No smoking gun showing Brady had direct knowledge that the balls were deflated for the first half of the Patriots' 45-7 thumping of the Colts back in January, for the AFC Championship game. So what's interesting is they had a public portion of this, and it went on for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then the judge met individually with each side in his, what they call, robing room to continue settlement discussions, and it went on for 4 hours until after 5 o'clock. So, in the end, Roger Goodell left with his lawyers, Tom Brady left with his people, and there were people outside, there were spectators that were shouting, screaming at Tom Brady, cheater, cheater, as he was leaving the courthouse, because they had to cordon it off. There were people that were waiting. The bottom line is, the executive director of the National Football League Players Association said it was a productive day, so this could turn out maybe a little bit differently. Because here's the thing. It turns out, and this is what the judge said, that Brady did better with higher inflated balls, wild, than underinflated balls, so he got no super competitive advantage. And the judge said it was ironic that Brady's statistics were better in the second half of the title game than in the first half. At one point, the judge also tried to stop the controversy, saying this is Deflategate. I'm not sure where the gate comes from, and then went on to talk about that. So who knows? It's interesting that the judge was asking some of the questions that he asked. He did ask why Brady destroyed his cell phone in the middle of the investigation, because it made him look, you know, proof of the whole deception thing. And he says, supposedly, they say he got rid of the phone on the advice of his agent to protect his privacy, but otherwise cooperated with what was going on. They have to go back to court next week. What both sides have asked is that this is resolved before the beginning of the football season, because they got to know. I mean, they got to know, is he out for 4 games? How many games is he out? And are they going to uphold his 4-game suspension, same thing in court, or not? Or is he going to be there for that Thursday night game? And it's wild because, like I said, they had a cordon off areas. You had people that had deflated footballs. They were wearing them as hats outside of the courthouse. Craziest thing I've ever seen. I think the cheese heads are better off putting cheese on their heads than the people who deflated the footballs and actually were walking around with the footballs on top of their head. I mean, go figure. So we don't know the end to this saga yet. We don't know. Bottom line, we have no idea what's going to happen here. I thought for sure that he would probably uphold it, but maybe not. And I got to say this, fourth no-hitter was pitched today. So how about this? Hisashi Iwakama, and I hope I'm saying that right, pitched an incredible game against the Orioles and really gave the American League its first no-hitter since the perfect game back in 2012. And this is the first AL no-hitter in 3 years. How about that? Fourth of the season overall, but the first for the American League. So that's pretty big news. I mean, still, there have been a lot of no-hitters that have been thrown, but anytime you combine or hit a no-hitter solo, pitch a no-hitter solo, pretty exciting stuff. Dumb things on the flip side.
I pushed a button and elected him to office, and he pushed a button and dropped a bomb. You pushed a button and co-opted him.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, you know Tom and Crow and I were talking about how the kids today don't know squat about sodium.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself, Mike. Why the shocking lack of sodium taught in the schools today is shocking.
That's right, Crow. So we asked ourselves, how do we reach kids today about sodium?
Through the rock and roll music that the kids seem to like.
Yeah.
Hit it!
You can have fun, too. Simply pony up and admit when you've done something dumb, right? So I have a list of dumb things that people sent to me, and without further ado, let's head there.
What's that? You...
All right, gotta love it. So, dumb things. We start with this one from Willard. I love that. I hope that's the real name, Willard. Does anyone name their kid Willard? Well, obviously somebody did. And personally, I like it. instead of the same old name, right? So Willard says, yo, Kate, I grew up not far from where you grew up. I think you said you grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I grew up in Marlton. How about that? So here's the scoop. Dumb thing I did. I didn't really realize where I was going on the subway. I had a job interview, and I thought I was going in the right direction. And, of course, I didn't ask for anyone's directions. I went through the turnstile, got on the subway. It was hot as blazes. This was just a couple of weeks ago. And instead of heading into Manhattan, I made my way to Brooklyn. Now, they say it's chic and cool there, but when I emerged from the street, I had no clue where I was, and I was completely in the wrong direction. In the end, I had to grab a cab. It cost me $60, believe it or not. I did make it to the job interview. Who knows if I get the job? So I was trying to save some money. It would have only cost me a couple of dollars to jump on the subway. In the end, it cost me more. There is a lesson somewhere in the middle of this. Ask directions, I suppose. It counts as a dumb thing, doesn't it? It does count as a dumb thing. You know what it is that you just... You know what, Willard? I am so guilty of this. Where I just assume, yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, I know where I'm going. And then... lo and behold, I leave plenty of time or just enough time, and then something like that happens to me. I get on the wrong train, or I can't find a cab if I'm in the city, or something happens, and yeah. There is a lesson. Just ask for directions and pray that the person who gives you the directions tells you the right directions and knows where they're going. When we took the show to Ireland, the funniest thing was the people there are great. I would totally recommend to anybody... if you can, and there are all kinds of deals to go to Ireland, and it's totally worth it. If you get to go to Ireland, or you can go to Ireland, go. And they have a really awesome train system, and it's pretty easy to figure out, by the way. But the Irish, I'm just going to say this, and I'm Irish-American, the Irish are terrible at directions. And they know it, though. So if you're in the middle of Dublin, or you're somewhere and you ask for directions, they say... Oh yeah, lass, just down the road, and they'll take you. They walk with you. So they don't say, well, just go right and then go come. No, it's because they don't know. And they're totally visual. So instead of explaining it, they say, I'll just walk you to it. Like, I'll just walk you. I mean, even if it's like 5 blocks, I'll walk you those 5 blocks. Now, you know, I think people in New York are friendly. I think they get a bad rap. If you're nasty to them, they'll bite back. But if you ask for directions, somebody will be great. Usually they'll give you the directions, but they're not walking 5 city blocks with you and taking you to the Empire State Building or to your job interview when you're lost. That's not happening. I take another one. This one is from Kenny. And Kenny says, dumb things. Oh, boy. I think everyone can relate to this one, Kate. So I decided this was what I was going to tell you about. I was going to work, and I had a big project that was due. Everything was swimmingly, going along fine, but we had to do the presentation. I'm in advertising. So everything was, again, locked up, totally fine, done, the whole thing. The only thing that wasn't was the fact that I got in the car, didn't even look at the gas tank, and ran out of gas 20 miles from my office. So, what I had to do is, I called AAA, it was trafficy, I told them to bring me gas, they did, but it was a half an hour into the meeting by the time I showed up. Never good to show up late. I didn't get docked necessarily, but I got some nasty looks, and more importantly, I missed the grub. They laid out a spread for us, and everybody ate all the morsels in the room, so I didn't get to eat. I was uptight, I was sweating, and I was running to make the meeting, which I was late for in the end. But I did get the gas, and I did get there, and I guess that's the good news. Yeah, the gas thing is like the direction thing. I bet there's a ton of people that have stories and can relate to that. I have not run out of gas, but I have been with somebody that ran out of gas, and that was brutal. And they were picking me up from the airport. So then we have to wait. And we're in the middle of, like, really nowhere. And I have cut it close. Not recently. But when I was a kid, and it was my first job at a place called NTV in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and it is called Kearney, by the way, because most people say, isn't it Kearney? No. I thought I had enough gas and didn't, and, you know, made it to the gas station, but barely. They practically pushed me to the pump, so I learned my lesson after that. Yeah, I'm not gonna let it get down to the minuscule amount till I'm on fumes and I'm hoping that I'm gonna make it to the gas station. All right, how about this one from Vincent? Hey, Kate, enjoying America tonight. I'm glad you're pushing the dumb things because I think it's pretty funny some of what people have written to you. And you say, hey, we're all human. We make mistakes. Sometimes they're big mistakes and we can laugh later. Sometimes they are little mistakes, and they're the things that people do all the time. I think the biggest, I won't say the biggest dumb thing I've done. I won't say that. I'll say one of the dumbest things that I've done is I took my thing. They were so excited. It was the first time out camping. When I was a kid, we used to camp all the time. Now, I haven't camped that much since I got married, but a little bit here and there. I, of course, had all the equipment, the tent, checked everything. Flashlights. My two boys are young. They're both under 10. They were very, very excited about it. We went to a state park, and I had all the food and s'mores and things packed up for them. My wife helped me. She packed it. She didn't go with us. She had a trip she had to go on, so it was a boys' weekend. We got there, and it was right before dark, and we were starving, but we, of course, had all our food and supplies, put up the tent, had the boys ready. The only mistake I made is I left the food back at home. Bacon, eggs, treats, you name it, we had it, but we didn't have it with us. So, we did have some water. We told stories by the campfire, no s'mores. Next day, had to find a gas station. There weren't many alternatives with a convenience store because that was the closest thing. They didn't have a giant market near us. But the convenience store did have one of those groceries. So that's what we did. We went to the grocery / store and snapped up what we could. It cost me kind of a fortune. It was so worth it to see how excited my sons were. But it was pretty stupid on my part not to remember to grab the food off the table. Yeah, you know, you do that checklist thing. So if you had equipment, and I don't know what kind of, he didn't say Jeep, car, or SUV, but probably it was packed to the gills, and he just assumed, yeah, we have this and this and this and this, and somehow you missed the food. That would be pretty brutal, though, because now you're at the state park, but there's no food around. You know, I guess maybe you could have gone out and gotten something, but it sounded like it was pretty remote. I definitely count that as a dumb thing, by the way. Thank you very much, everybody, who sent me their things that are dumb. You can do it, too. AmericaTonight.net.
This is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.